you start seeing as a competition?
Seed times D, 20 times 100. I didn't do that, that's 2 points.
It's almost like you're on your own, really, isn't it?
It's 90, 100.
Yeah.
Easy, 1900.
Easy, from indoors as well?
Yeah.
Four. Volunteers, though. Not really, because that's outside of friends, family, the coaches are volunteers as well. 10, 15.
When did I start taking serious competition? Well, I started running when I was 11.
You know, I really didn't realise the effect my performance would have on the volunteers until I actually retired. And when I retired in Birmingham, in the indoors arena, all the volunteers signed this massive card saying how wonderful it was to have helped me in my career. And to this day, I still have that card. And every time I read it, it still touches me.
I had no idea that the number was going to be as big as it actually came out with when I was kind of going through and working it out mathematically.
One person stands out for me, his name's Norman Anderson. He used to be a physio up in the northeast of England. He was physio to Brendan Foster, to Steve Cram, to Mickey McLeod, Charlie Spedding, a whole bunch of northeast Olympians. But he became my coach and mentor in a volunteer role. It wasn't anything that I paid him for. And quite simply, I couldn't have achieved what I achieved without Norman being there beside me.
All of the people that made a difference and made an effort within my athletics career from a very early age, a guy called George Beecham, complete volunteer, you know, used to run the Castle Point Athletics Club from start to finish. I mean, the hours that he spent with numerous amounts of kids training Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays and then organising the meets on the Sundays.
The thing is, you take it for granted when you compete. You're pretty focused and selfish. You just care about hearing the starts, pistol and running. You take it for granted the amount of people who are working hard behind the scenes to make it happen, don't you?
Yeah, you don't think. You just think, oh, you know, it just gets done. But it has to be done by somebody.
That number we've come up with, that is amazing. I just never even thought about it. You sort of think, you know, you've got five or six officials at the finish line, you've got a starter, you've got a couple of people directing to your car, but there's way more than that. It's unbelievable.
Okay, so, yeah, the average age of a competing Britain Olympian, 26 years, 2,500 at least there.